To support the next generation of women pizza pioneers, Cordo and Stanislaus have joined hands with Pizza University and Women's Pizza Month to award scholarships to 5 aspiring women pizza makers. They also launched a limited edition For the Love of Pizza kit that puts the very best ingredients, loved by professional pizza makers, into the hands of at-home chefs. Apply for the scholarship and get your pizza kit at cordo-olive.com/pizzakit. Happy Women's Pizza Month, y'all. Welcome back to the show, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to a Wednesday special on the What's Good Dough podcast for Women's Pizza Month. All the W's, and I hope you're winning today. Today's guest is none other than the founder of Women's Pizza Month, Christy Alila. She is a friend of the pod, and she's probably on your Instagram feed all the dang time, posting beautiful, beautiful, beautiful pizzas. Well, today she's going to be gracing us with her presence and letting us know some amazing, cool things happening for Women's Pizza Month this month, and really talking about why you should be getting involved. So, without further ado, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And remember to always ask, what's good dough? Christy, welcome back on the show.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me back. I am beyond excited to be back. I missed you.
Likewise. I missed you too. And it's good to see your smile. And I sort of want to just start off right into it because that's what we've been doing on the show lately. And I think the audience appreciates it. But if you can, could you just give a high level explanation of what Women's Pizza Month is?
Women's Pizza Month, I created it in 2021 as a global pizza party on Instagram. And the goal of it is to educate the world and also the pizza community on all the amazing things women have contributed to pizza. Because unfortunately, they're often overlooked. Like if you ask somebody, who's a amazing pizza maker? Who has contributed to pizza? Who's the best pizza maker? Back in 2021, you'd be lucky if people could even name a pizza maker. So the goal is to change that and show the world that women are not only pizza makers, but there are some incredible ones who are changing the pizza world.
Yeah, I agree. This Instagram phenomenon where like March is just a huge takeover is so fun to watch. And you come up across some pizza makers who you've never seen before, but we really have a chance to highlight those who have done great things. And I guess in terms of just continuing on with what Women's Pizza Month is, like give us an outlook on what it looks like on day one from March 1st and on.
Well, like you said, it's in March. It coincides with Women's History Month, which that's the reason I chose March because the reason is to celebrate women. So why not celebrate women with pizza? It's the world's favorite food. So day one is basically the start of the party. The whole idea is to make the party bigger and better throughout the month. It goes from March 1st all the way through March 31st. And what's going to happen is on March 1st, I'm actually going to start with a dedication to Sarah Minnick. And hopefully the world knows who Sarah Minnick is by now. I mean, she was featured on Netflix Chef's Table, which was an absolute amazing thing to watch if you haven't watched it yet. But Sarah Minnick was originally an art student who turned into a restaurateur. And she went on to open a pizzeria and ice cream place called Lovely's 5050. And what's cool is Sarah takes her art background and brings it to pizza. And that's something I think the world and our country and the pizza community hadn't really seen before. Maybe it was being done, but she really elevated that. And what I'm going to do on March 1st is dedicate a pizza to her. But what also makes it extra special is I've actually teamed up with Cordo Olive Oil and Stanislaus Tomatoes. And that dedication is going to be with them using their pizza kit that they're launching to actually make this Women's Pizza Month even bigger and more fun than ever before. And we could talk about that later on. But so I made a pizza dedication to her. The pizza is called Feta Empower Her. And it's a marinated feta pizza with sauteed garlic, spinach. I mean, It's delicious. And what's cool is in that kit, I have the recipe for it so people could actually make it at home. And yeah, I'd love, if you don't know who Sarah Minnick is, hopefully you'll watch it on Netflix and or you'll see it on my Instagram page and learn a little bit more about her.
I'll link to Sarah's page as well as yours in the show notes. And everything we talk about will be in the links in the description. But Feta Empower Her. Tell me more about that. Talk to me about the marinated, is it feta cheese? That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Trust me. So the feta cheese is marinated in Cordo, truly olive oil. And if you're not familiar with that, Cordo has a signature olive oil called Truly. And they pick those olives at the peak of freshness. And we're talking about ridiculously fresh because not only are they picked at the peak of freshness, but their olive groves are within a few hours of their processing plant. So it's put into olive oil within hours and you could taste it in the olive oil. So it's these, so this feta is marinated in that olive oil along with the kit. There's also a oregano meal. So I put oregano in there. I put red chili pepper. I'm not going to give you the entire recipe, but basically, because you have to get the kit. But basically, it's amazing marinated feta. And what's so cool about, some of you guys like to dip in ranch. You guys are going to want to dip in the leftover olive oil marinade. That then you won't want ranch anymore. It's so good.
And if you do really love ranch like I do, you can dip it in both. It's going to taste delicious.
No judgment. No judgment.
Tell me more about this kit because I know a little bit about it, having seen some of the things from Cordo. But please share it with the listeners. What's going on there?
So the kit comes with the Truly olive oil, but also more exciting than the Truly olive oil because you could get the olive oil at home if you had ordered it from them or even on Amazon. But what's extra cool is they're going to have in this kit their baby zatarini tomatoes, baby plum tomatoes, which, I mean, I swoon over them. You could just eat them out of the jar like candy. I mean, they're so delicious. And those have never ever been available to the public before. So, I mean, what better way to celebrate Women's Pizza Month, but with a pizza, the best pizza you've ever made with the best ingredients? Because that's my attitude. You know, you need to have the best ingredients. I mean, obviously the best dough helps too, but the best ingredients, what you put on that dough counts. And Stanislaw and Cordo olive oil are going to make that available to the public. So you'll have the olive oil, the tomatoes, and even an oregano meal, which I had never seen before. And it's going to also have a collector's bag, which to celebrate the love of pizza as well, which is fun for all those pizza people who love collecting pizza things. It's a really fun kit. And also in the kit is going to be a recipe booklet with not only my recipe in it, but we're going to have multi-world champion Laura Meyer is in it with her recipe. Audrey Kelly from Audrey Jane's Pizza Garage. We have also Luis Joseph from Dough Girls Pizza. They all have recipes in there, and not only for the pizza, but we all gave our dough recipes as well. So there's sourdough recipes and yeast recipes. So it's a super cool kit.
It's amazing. And those tomatoes are out of this world. When I got to try them for the first time, you described it as candy, and as a candy lover, I sort of had that same feeling. It's just like, if they pop in your mouth, ridiculously good. I'm just so glad that people get to try these tomatoes because, like you said, people could buy Truly, right? It was available to both the commercial folks and the home bakers. But now, you don't have to have these like close ties with Stanislaw's tomatoes. You can just get the tomatoes off the internet, thankfully, and try it for yourself because they are so damn good. And I vouch for them 100%.
Yeah.
I'm glad this kit is available.
And when we say candy, just for those people, because I mean, I'm not like a sweet dessert person. I mean, you like candy, but I mean, candy in the sense of tomatoes. I mean, they're just the best tomato you could put on a pizza. I mean, again, like their tomatoes are harvested within hours and then put into these beautiful little jars. I mean, even the jars that these tomatoes are going to come in, like it's beautiful. The kit is absolutely beautiful. And I'm super excited about it, as you can tell.
I am too.
And just to go back to why this kit is being made, it's to celebrate women, right? At the core of it, it's really just to uplift the folks who are making pizza and who did not have a, I wouldn't say they didn't, they're not as recognized traditionally, right? And I would love it if you could spend some time talking more about some of the women that you look up to in this industry and why it is that you look up to them.
Absolutely. There are quite a few women, including like the women who are contributing to that pizza book. I mean, Laura Meyer is an incredible pizza maker. She, like a lot of people will associate her with Tony Gemignani, which I mean, Tony Gemignani is fantastic, but to be honest with you, I'm more impressed actually what Laura has been doing lately. If you look at her new pizzeria, Pizzeria Laura, that just opened in Berkeley, I mean, the pizza she's putting out, I mean, the amount of thought and care and is incredible, absolutely incredible. So she should be celebrated as her own person, beyond being associated with Tony G. Another pizza maker, Audrey Kelly, incredible pizza maker out of Boulder, Colorado. She uses sourdough. I mean, so cool, super cool.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, she uses naturally leavened dough.
All throughout her restaurant, just that, no commercial yeast at all.
I don't know if she doesn't use any commercial yeast, but I'm pretty sure I know most of, if not all, is sourdough. Yep. And her recipe okay. In the booklet is also sourdough. Yeah. So I love it. And then another person from Netflix, Anne Kim, who I'm a huge fan of. I mean, she was one of the first people who dared to put kimchi on a pizza. But I mean, she's a Korean American chef, but it doesn't stop there. She just, it's about opening people's minds to all the possibilities, not just from her cultural background, but she also has a pickle and potato chip pizza that actually has blown people's minds. And that was inspired by going to a fair where she was inspired by fried pickles. Like, how cool is that? I mean, these women are doing incredible things that people haven't seen before. And unfortunately, they're not really being highlighted completely. No, I mean, like I said, Netflix has had a couple of them. But what about the people that didn't watch these on Netflix? How are they going to hear about these women? Well, I'm hoping Women's Pizza Month will be, you know, one of those ways. And Cordo and Stanislaw Tomatoes, the reason they decided to launch that kit is to help, you know, not only, you know, highlight these women, help make the party bigger and better. But in fact, they're also sponsoring a scholarship that's going to help us have more women pizza makers. They're going to have a scholarship that's going to allow 5 aspiring women pizza makers to go to a multi-day school and learn about how they can become a part of the pizza industry. So just lots of exciting stuff going on. And that's going to also, if you're interested in the kit or the scholarship, if you're an interested pizza maker, or you know, a woman who might benefit from this. I mean, it's going to be on Cordo's website. I think it's cordo-olive.com. So much exciting stuff going on.
I love how Cordo is really helping push this message out and to help empower women too. Tell me more about the scholarship. And how does one enter? What do they get? All of that.
Okay. It's free to enter. You don't even need to buy the kit. The whole idea is if you're interested and if you, as long as you don't own a pizzeria already, I mean, we're trying to reach people that are trying to make it into the pizza industry. But if you're interested in becoming a pizza maker, they're basically, you just go on the website and you'll see a few questions. It's not that hard. We want you to send in a picture of your pizza. Just, we want to get to know you just so we can see, you know, you really want this scholarship. And we're going to pick 5 women who basically, you know, seem the most excited and most interested and really want to become part of the pizza world, you know, and we want to help them. So there's Pizza University, it's in Maryland. And basically all you have to do is show us that you love making pizza, you're really interested in becoming a part of the pizza industry and you just need help. And we want to help you. And all you have to do is get down to that university. I think you have like over a year to get there. We're trying to make this as easy as possible to help, you know, as many women as possible. So it's going to be awesome.
That is very cool. There are a lot of dope people who are teaching those classes. Chef Leo, Scott Wiener, John Arena, Julio.
Laura Meyer.
There's even Laura yes. Meyer. I'm trying to think.
Leah Skirto.
Is there another one?
Leah Skirto.
Leah Skirto.
Leah Skirto. Yes.
There you go.
Let's talk about Leah Skirto. Amazing pizza maker. Like she is I like to call her the OG pizza maker. She's awesome. I mean, I could call Nancy. If we're going West Coast, wow, West Coast has really represented really well. I mean, Nancy Silverton, another one of my pizza makers also on the West Coast. She might be a little more OJ than Leah, but they're both incredible, incredible pizza makers. Leah Skirto has her pizzeria over there. I mean, she's another one. Amazing seasonal pizza ingredients. She won a pizza championship with a pizza called an award-winning pizza called the Greybeard Pizza. It's actually doing a dedication to her. Shh, don't tell anyone. With that Greybeard again, I did it for her the first Women's Pizza Month, but it was so good I had to do it again. And she's amazing. She deserves to be celebrated again. It's a pizza with sausage and orange zest and hot honey. Oh, I mean, if you haven't tried sausage with orange zest and honey, at first I was like, is this going to really work with the tomato sauce and mozzarella? Not only does it work, it's amazing. It's so it's like people like her are doing some really cool things flavor-wise with pizza. I mentioned Nancy Silverton. I mean, we talked about Dan Richer, you know, in Roth's pizzeria. He's awesome. I'm a huge fan of Dan. But he put cream in his Joy of Pizza book, and everyone went crazy over that. But what's funny is Nancy has been putting cream on her pizza probably for like 2 decades. So it's like, yeah, if she has like an amazing pizza with sausage and cream, and I think there's scallions and an incredible, incredible pizza with cream. She's been bringing seasonal ingredients, amazing care, artisan dough to pizza. She's, again, another West Coast person to celebrate.
Yeah, Nancy is an OG. As you're listing these folks off, I'm really lucky to have been able to visit all of those pizzerias on the West Coast that you've talked about, except for Audrey, but I don't know if I'd consider
her. She's Colorado, so I guess that's a little further for you, right?
She's closer to the West Coast than the East Coast, but Leah Skirto's pizza, ridiculously good. And she actually has a very rich history here in my hometown. She's moved up north just, you know, maybe like 2-3 hours away from me. But prior to that, working at Pizza My Heart, I mean, I have 2 cousins that work for Pizza My Heart right now, and they like praise the work that she did. Like ridiculous how she's made such an impact in that company and then took that experience and then leveraged it into her own pizzeria, and she's just killing it. So my hat is off to Leah. She is such a great chef and does so much for this community. When you see her at Pizza Expo just running the competition show, it's like,
oh, she was awesome. She was treating everyone so well, including myself. Like you said, she's not only an amazing pizza maker, she's an amazing person. Like I got to spend time with her at Expo last year and even at Camp Cordo. That was another cool place that I got to meet her. Such a cool, cool person. Maybe we can highlight the fact that not only is Women Pizza Month an America thing, it's a world thing. I'm highlighting women actually this year. First time, someone from Africa. She's out of Egypt. Her pizzeria is called What the Crust. And what's even cooler is not only is this the first time that I'm highlighting a woman from Africa, but she's not just any woman. She actually is now listed as the top 100 pizzerias in the world. She made the top 100 list for pizzeria. And her name is Doreen Akadi. And I'm going to be doing one of the pizzas from her page, which basically is about bringing peace to the Gaza war crisis that's going on there. So, you know, I'm all about supporting women, but I'm also about peace. Like, you know, so pizza, I think if everyone had pizza and good pizza, there'd be more peace in this world.
100%. How do you find people that you're going to do a dedication to? Cause I imagine, I imagine there are more than 30 pizza makers that are women, right? And you just have to not only find them, but also choose who you're going to showcase throughout the month. So maybe just talk about your process.
Well, I do research. Women's Pizza Month takes a lot of time. A lot of time goes into it. A lot of thought goes into it. It's now February, but I've been looking into it all year. But I definitely have been doing a lot of serious research in the last month or two. That's how I found Doreen. Women's Pizza Month is actually also, you know, a way that I get to meet people. People see the Women's Pizza Month hashtag and they reach out to me and they introduce themselves to me. Like, I've met a lot of pizza makers through that, actually, and inspired some. Like, people have told me that they were inspired to become pizza makers because of it, or just become part of the pizza community, maybe if they weren't even professional pizza makers, but to become a home pizza maker who decided to join us in the community. And like I said, that we need more of these women pizza makers to join the community. I think I know as a community member, right? It's always the more the merrier. But again, you know, I do a lot of research looking into it. Women's Pizza Month brings into it. People refer people to me. They'll be like, did you hear about this woman? And I'll be like, no, thank you so much for, you know, and if anyone who's listening to this has a woman pizza maker, you know, that they'd like me to highlight, you know, I could do more than 30 women. My goal is to highlight women all year long. I mean, 31 days. It's a long month, but I'm happy to do it. And a lot of times I re-highlight some of the same women, actually, because there are women that really people should know. Like if you don't know some of the women that I'm highlighting this year, please, you know, get to know them. They're doing incredible things. I want, when someone asks, you know, when I ask you, like, do you know any women pizza makers? I hope you'll be able to name at least one or two by the end of March. That's the goal.
I want to say you highlighted Janet from 550 Pizzeria like last year or 2 years ago.
I did, yeah.
You did. And I feel like that's how I, 2 years ago, and that's how I started following her. And I was like, oh, cool. And no, I love being able to discover new folks through this. And like, I applaud you for the work that you do when it comes to this, because it is timely. Like, I can only imagine not only just the research that goes into it, but also baking the pizzas and recreating people's specialties, or doing do you ever do just dedication pies of like pizzas that remind you of them, but isn't one of their pizzas? I don't know how you sort of look at that.
Sometimes I will, but most of the time I try to do a pizza inspired one by one of their pizzas, because that's another thing that's cool about Women's Pizza Month is, I mean, I find these women inspiring. That's part of the reason I created the month, and I hope people get inspired. But Women's Pizza Month is about not only celebrating pizza makers, it's about celebrating women that inspire you. So if you happen to be inspired by someone in your family, a celebrity or whatever, you know, whoever that is, we encourage you to make a pizza and dedicate a pizza to a woman who inspires you. You know, we tell you tag Women's Pizza Month and we'll celebrate that woman. So, but what basically, I make these pizzas because I'm inspired by them. So I see some cool things that I've never seen before. And sometimes I'm like, is this really going to work? Or is it just pretty? And what's cool is I become a better pizza maker by recreating these pizzas. Are there recipes on their page? No. So I'm recreating them based on, because unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to go to all these pizzerias, but I base it on the ingredients, and I try. So that's why I say they're inspired by, you know, and I'm trying to celebrate them. And hopefully they think I do a good job. And the goal is to kind of get people to take notice of these pizzas and go, wow, you know, that's a cool pizza. You know, oh, that's not Christie's idea. That's, you know, Audrey's idea. That's Laura's idea, or whoever's idea, you know. So that's what Women's Pizza Month's about.
Now, in terms of baking off these pizzas, 30 different pizzas at least, right? Because I think you sort of hinted that you're going to shout out multiple people in a day at times. So more than 30 pizzas in a day. I mean, more than 30 pizzas in a month, unique pizzas, different styles, some you've never made before, probably a lot you've never made before.
Yes.
Have you started working on them?
Yes. Okay. I will confess, all my pizzas are not all made in March. A lot of them are, but no, I can't do it. I can't. It's too many pizzas.
How do you even get started on that? Do you like look at the hardest ones and you're like, I might need a little bit more time on that one. So I'm going to start that one in February.
I wish I was that organized. I just base it on, I guess, I'll just look through some of the women and I'll be like, all right, you know, maybe if the ingredients are have something in common or I'm in the mood for it. Like, it's funny. Or the weather. For example, I'm doing a dedication. Oh, I'm going to be giving us all away. I'm doing Please. A dedication to Natalie DiSabato from Trey's Pizza in New York City. That's a grandma pizza. It was, you know, it happened to be snowing, you know, a couple of weeks ago. So I made her grandma pizza. It's a falafel pizza. It's so good. I had it for the first time at a Slice Out Hunger event. She's actually a woman I also met at Camp Cordo. And that's another place I've met some new pizza makers that I'd be doing dedications to. What's cool is, you know, we keep going back to Cordo, but they really have been so supportive of women. They had an event called Camp Cordo where they brought only women pizza makers to this event where basically they celebrated these women by we gathering us all together to get to know each other. They took us to their Cordo olive fields and taught us about their process. But more importantly, you know, they made us feel like we were important and they gave us a chance to get to know each other and support each other. And I had the opportunity to learn about women pizza makers who I hadn't heard of before. So that was really exciting for me.
That's good. Now, and in terms of like giving away the secrets, I mean, if someone wants to go hard on Women's Pizza Month and they're hearing this for the first time and they want to do as many dedications as you, I think it's helpful to sort of let people see behind the curtain, right? And see how you do it. Because if they want to do something similar, this is their inspiration, right? And if like they're hearing this in March, they're going to wonder, oh, how am I going to produce 30 pizzas and see Christy doing it? And it's like, no, Christy's working on this in advance. And so, you know, take as much time as you need and maybe prepare for next year if you want to do 30, or really just understand how much work really goes into this and be ready to pour in that much time to be able to do as many dedications as you. Because I imagine there are people out there who are like, I want to do that. I want to post 30 days because the women deserve the highlight. And so this is sort of it. This is the process.
I would love it if there was somebody out there who would do that many dedications. you know what? I mean, I will make that person the co-host of 2025's Women's Pizza. I'm inviting you. If someone out there is willing to do 30 pizzas, I'm going to make you a co-host for next year.
Do you have a co-host this year? I know you had co-hosts the last few years.
This year is the first year that we're going to have the same ones. Nick, who's from 2 Cents Pizza, Nicola Jackson. Oh, okay. She's out of England. She's going to be returning. And we have Pizza Rocha from Germany. They're going to be returning again. But the year before that, we had Jenna from the Juliet Mike from Singapore. And we had Alexis from she's from Virginia, I guess West Virginia, who helped me out, find me in the sun. So yeah, this is, you know how you say it's a lot of work? Like, that's the reason. The first two just were like, I can't do it again. So I'm super grateful that this is the
people stepping
time,
up. Yes,
the first time we got them to come back again.
Oh, man. What is the role of a co-host in terms of Women's Pizza Month? Like, what do they do for thinking of 2025, thinking ahead, right? If somebody here is listening and says, I want to do that work, what exactly do they do?
Well, the most important thing is having fun. But the other thing is keeping the party going. It's about not only, you know, making those dedications, but helping to celebrate the people's dedications, people who will take the time to make a dedication. So Idra, if you make a pizza, you know, me or one of the co-hosts, or hopefully all of us will see that pizza of yours and maybe share it, comment on it, and helps, you know, celebrate that pizza with you and maybe you know, show it to other people. And hopefully more people will see that you participated. They'll see us participating. They'll see my co-host participating. And basically the idea is to get to grow the party. That's and also, you know, like I said, you don't have to dedicate a pizza to a woman pizza maker, but we're hoping during this, maybe you'll come to my page or you'll go to Roche's page or you'll go to Nick's page and you'll learn about a woman pizza maker. Again, the goal is to educate people about the incredible things women are doing in the pizza world, introduce them to women, and basically also, let's, you know, unfortunately, there's been gendering of foods. Pizza, you should not be have a gender. You know, I mean, unfortunately, with grilling, barbecuing, you know, it became like a man's domain. And it's kind of funny because there was actually an article on it recently that there are like guys who are very progressive who almost feel guilty about using the grill because they're like, wait, you know, it's not my domain. It's okay. But it's unfortunately, it was because of commercials in the 1950s and 60s, like Weber, who basically tried to sell more grills. And he thought the best way to do that was to get guys excited about having their space, their domain. So meanwhile, it's the hysterical part about that is like women have been cooking in front of the open flames and fire since, you know, since the beginning of history.
Right.
But it's all about commercials. So basically my goal also with pizza is here we got these pizza ovens, you know, from Uni and other brands, or basically pizza ovens now for your backyard. They're like the new, I guess, grill. And what I want is to avoid that. I want women to say, oh, hey, this is my domain too. It's everybody's domain, no matter who you are, your background, your anything. Pizza's for everyone. Pizza making's for everyone. And I want to make sure we bring that message. Like, I don't want gendering of pizza or pizza making or pizza ovens. So I hope when people are shopping for a pizza oven, they're not thinking it's for one person or another, that they're thinking, this is for me. This is for everyone. So that's another reason Women's Pizza Month exists too.
It's beautiful that it's on Instagram because there's the commercial or there's the social proof that you need that, hey, this pizza oven that I saw at my local hardware store or on Amazon is not just for men, right? It's like I see other women doing it too. I've seen it through Christie's page. I've seen it through hashtags. I've seen it through suggested videos. And it's like, it's almost like if they can do it, I can do it too mentality.
Yes.
Whereas like, oh, if it's just presumed to be a man's cooking toy, then I'm never going to get it. And it's like, that sucks because had we not had Sarah Minnick, who puts the art in pizza art, or Leah Skirta, who I think may have invented the Big Sur. That's the rumor from my cousins, which if you don't know about the Big Sur, is like the number one seller at Pizza My Heart. It was my favorite pizza. I had no idea. But if they didn't step up to the plate, then where would we be in terms of like a community, or where would we be in just pizza, right? We need more people at the table. And so having this sort of event where it's highly visual is great inspiration.
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess that's the thing, is we need to basically get rid of the old stereotype that it was, you know, an Italian thing, a man's thing. You know, some of the best pizza makers in Italy also happen to be women. You know, I mean, there's Isabella Di Chiam. She's making pizza fritta. Oh my goodness. Amazing pizza. Like, just what basically is, I think the more people that come to the party, the more people that join the pizza community, the better our pizza is going to be. And also it's going to open up our minds. And I think that's what women have done, have a big part in. It was like, basically, the possibilities in pizza are endless. You really can put anything on a pizza. You may not like it, but I, you know, am here to say, you know, pizza really, you can do anything with it. It's not just sauce and cheese. It can have so many possibilities.
You know, Sarah Marnick sells ranch at her pizzeria.
I do know that. I'm not doing, I didn't do a ranch pizza. If you want to do one dedication with ranch for her, go for it.
Hell yeah.
But I did know that. But at least she makes it herself.
Yeah.
I'll keep her that. And I, you know what? Maybe I'll like it. I'll be open-minded. I haven't tried her ranch.
In terms of the creations that have stolen your heart or in the past or really wowed you, who, what pizzas stick out?
Oh, man. Oh, man. There was a pizza by Elizabeth English at a Quanto Basto, Maine, which is cool. I'm actually doing a dedication for her this year to celebrate. She opened a pizzeria, a brick and mortar. She used to just do pop-ups out of this old, cool antique truck, like super, super cool. But she had a pizza with squash and radicchio. And if you know those flavors, it's basically radicchio is like a bitter green. I mean, it's purple, but we call it a bitter green. And if you take like a sweet squash and you mix those flavors together, it's just so well balanced. Like, and it had nuts on it too. I just remember being like, this is not only beautiful, but this tastes beautiful. Like that really left an impression on me. So many pizzas, like I told you, like I love Blaya's pizza with the orange zest. I've done so many. I mean, Natalie's pizza this year that I did with falafel, like that was so fun. I mean, that's a time commitment to make falafel and then pizza, but that was fun. I have to admit that was fun, but time consuming.
What about ones from the community at large, in terms of like the best dedication posts, most creative things like that? Like, what are people's submissions looking like, and which ones have impressed you?
Well, one that actually really sticks with me is Eddie from, I was like, it's funny. I know Eddie Sawiski, out of Pennsylvania, Championship Pizza. It's Eddie numbers, but everyone knows Eddie's pizza. he won at his region at Pizza Expo, but he made pepperoni roses, and he dedicated that to his mother, who is named Rose. And aww. Also, yeah. And his daughter also happens to have Rose in her name too. So he dedicated it to those two important women in his life, and he happened to win that year. So that made it really, really touching and sweet. Another dedication was by Jeff of Staglio's Pizza. He lost his mother actually last year. So like super, I was ready to cry when I read his dedication. Like, so things like that is like people, you know, they really take it to heart. You know, there've been, you know, obviously great dedications from pizza makers to other pizza makers. So it's cool to see, you know, people celebrating their peers. There's been people, you know, really cool dedications, like Fung from Leopard Crust did a dedication, you know, to a famous chef, you know. Just people just got really into it. She like drew a picture of her. I don't remember the chef that she did, but I just remember like just people are getting really into it, like really, really excited about it. And I love to celebrate those people. But I love how people, you know, put so much thought, and they really, you know, you read it in the captions, like it's touching to read these dedications. And I think hopefully, you know, people will take the time to read the captions and help celebrate these women that inspire you. But yeah, there's so many dedications that, you know, people will dedicate stuff to their wives, daughters. Like I love when I see, there's a pizza maker. His name is Matt. He's out of Canada. He had his daughter making pizza one year, you know, showing her getting into pizza. We've had a few of those, you know, to see like little girls getting involved, you know, aspiring pizza makers who are not even tall enough to see over the counter. It reminds me of myself when I learned how to make pizza from my Italian grandfather. You know, that's how my pizza, you know, journey started. But Women's Pizza Month is not just about women. It's about everyone. You know, I want to celebrate the men pizza makers too, because they're, without them, you know, Women's Pizza Month wouldn't be as big as it is. It's, you know, and they do have important women in their lives that I'd like to celebrate with them, but I also want to celebrate them as well. You know, it's a pizza party for everyone. So that's why when I say everyone's invited, I mean it. You know, if you're listening to this, you're invited to the party.
Yeah, I really like that most recent explanation of sort of the event, because you don't have to dedicate to a pizza maker. It's nice to, right? It's nice to highlight the people who are trailblazers in this industry, people that inspire your pizza making skills, but it can just be someone you really love or appreciate in your life who is a woman. And that's a perfect way to use text to sort of share that story. And I love what you said about, you know, you and your grandpa making pizza, or that guy, Matt, with his daughter. Like, this is the first time my daughter is going to be around for Women's Pizza Month, where she can actually, like, participate, I would say. She's going to be like 16 months. And so she was around the first time, but she was sort of like a blob.
Yes. And it was probably hard for you to make pizza. Never mind her.
Yes, exactly. But now you've inspired me to get her involved, or even make just a dedication pizza for her. So thank you for that.
Yeah, I'd love to do it. And that's a cool thing too, is I love, my favorite thing, you know, besides making pizza, is teaching other people to make pizza. And that's the whole thing too. I hope Women's Pizza Month, you know, shows people also, you know, if you have questions about pizza, you know, reach out to me. Actually, you can reach out to anyone in the pizza community. You'll actually quickly learn once you become a part of the pizza community. People are so happy to help you. But I want to make it clear that if you haven't made a pizza before and you're intimidated by it, don't be. Anyone can make pizza. And that's the other message that I want Women's Pizza Month to bring to not just women, you know, to everyone, you know. Pizza is not as hard as sometimes people like to make it seem. I think that's another reason I think less people, never mind women, have become part of, you know, the pizza making community. They're intimidated by it. I think we need to make sure people understand that anyone can make pizza. It shouldn't intimidate anyone. They should actually, quite the opposite. They should get excited. They should have fun with it. If their first pizza or even their 20th pizza is what they want to call a disaster, it doesn't matter. I promise you, by, you know, the 25th pizza, you're going to have the best pizza you ever ate, you know, hopefully before that. But it's cool how, like, I'll teach someone who never made pizza before and, you know, but after one lesson or a couple lessons, you know, they're making the best pizza they ever made. I love that about pizza. It's just, it's fun and it is accessible. It's kind of the food for everyone. It's somewhat affordable, you know, in the grand scheme of food today with inflation now. I mean, pizza is an important part of our world. I think so.
I agree. And in terms of wanting to learn, you know, you can always reference YouTube. Instagram has a lot of great resources. And just going back to this Women's Pizza Month special promotion with Cordo, this pack that has recipes from great pizza makers, you can start there too, right?
Yes, the recipes are there. And whether you want to, if you have a sourdough at home, there'll be a sourdough recipes. There's at least two in there. And there's recipes with yeast. And you could always reach out to me. I'm sure you could reach out to you as well. I mean, YouTube, like I just said, you know, like you said, that's a great resource. YouTube is like, I think you could learn anything on there now.
Yeah, damn near. We are close to time here, so I have two questions for you. People love to learn about mistakes. And or learn from others' mistakes. And so what is a mistake that you've made in your life, in pizza, that you want to share with others so that they can avoid making the same mistake as you?
I guess I don't know if I'd call it so, you know, a mistake I've learned from yet, I'm still learning from, is try to be your best friend. I think so many of us are hard on ourselves, you know, when we make mistakes, we beat ourselves up on them. And also, like, if you're a part of the social media world, you know, like, we struggle so much to put out something beautiful that, you know, we think other people are going to like. And, you know, I, you know, during this month, you know, I'm trying to really do a good job to represent these women. And I made a couple of pizzas, you know, that I wasn't proud enough to represent these women. And I beat myself up over it, you know, but at the end of the day, those were delicious pizzas. But I think a lot of people on social media, they get upset when, you know, maybe they will make a beautiful pizza and then no one looks at it. You get like 50 likes or maybe 2 likes. And they see pizzas that maybe weren't so great, that getting like 10,000 likes and stuff. And they think that there's something wrong with them. You know, maybe it's what they did, their captions or whatever, you know, and they start to second guess themselves and they think, oh, I don't belong here. You know, I'm here to say I've had plenty of bombs on Instagram. The reason you didn't see them is because Instagram didn't show you them. And you know what? I beat myself up over it too. Like, I'm like, what did I do wrong this time? Why, you know, cause it messes with you. You know, you have like a viral post that like everybody's going crazy over, you know, you got some of my posts have been seen by a million people. And then I have ones where I'm like, I have 40,000 followers now and I'm lucky if 1,000 people saw them. And I'm like, what happened there? You know, and the thing is, at the end of the day, you have to be happy and proud of what you put out there, especially if you looked at that pizza and you know that was delicious, you know, mm-hmm. that, it, you know, Instagram can't taste that pizza. It wishes it could.
Every description should just be, it was delicious. Fuck off. Yes. I'm just kidding.
You know what? I feel like writing that. I know other people do too, but it's okay. You know, like, I think a lot of people get frustrated by it. And I guess I do too. So I guess that's my mistake.
So is it just luck?
I think.
No, thank you for sharing that, because I still beat myself up. I don't post as much I don't post half the pizzas that I make, because I eat most of them and I am too quick to eat them than to take pictures. I don't have the patience sometimes.
I'm proud of you.
But also, like, it just, the lighting's not right. It doesn't look good. I don't think it's going to hit, whatever. And so maybe you can just, I mean, I appreciate you reminding folks, like, just freaking post it. It doesn't even matter. Just be proud of it. But also, what are your thoughts on this whole algorithm thing? Having 40,000 followers, I just want your quick insight.
I think it's constantly changing. I think that's the thing. I think some people do get lucky. And I mean, for example, like the pizza sandwich craze, you know, it's crazy right now. I mean, it probably got crazy, I guess, maybe January was when it got crazy. And I had a couple of pizza sandwiches. I think one of them, I have it pinned at the top of my, and it was tempting, you know. If you really only care about followers, you know, if you do hit it, you know, or you do see a trend, obviously you can follow that trend. For me, I get bored easily. So I didn't want to do 10 pizza sandwiches, even though I knew they probably could do well algorithm wise. But yeah, so you have to look at what's pop. If you want to get those algorithms, you have to see what are the people who are getting those viral posts. What are you doing? Okay, pizza sandwiches. Maybe try a pizza sandwich. Some of those pizza, you know, sandwiches, it could be the amount of time they did on a reel. Like, if you have a 1 minute reel, the odds of it going viral are low, because Instagram sees that most people are not going to spend a minute watching a reel. So I think that's a big mistake people make, is their reels are too long. Timing, if you post at the wrong time of the day, but some of it is luck. Like, the time of the day, I feel like it's changed since, you know, year to year, the best time of day to post. I say, you know what, if that's the most interesting thing to you, the time you get onto the, like, find that, it's going to change again. So that's why I just do what I like. I I have not chased any trends. Have I tried to post at better times of day? Absolutely. You know, if you can, you know, between, from what I learned, between 9 a.m. and noon, I'm on the East Coast, has generally been better for me than if I post like at night or, you know, later in the day. But you know what? If I don't have time, I won't. Yes, you can schedule it, but I've had so many problems with Instagram messing up my scheduling that I don't do it anymore. So,
okay.
But yeah, time of the day, reels that aren't too long, and yeah, looking at what other people are doing to succeed. But some of it is luck. Like, I mean, I think, you know, sometimes pulling a pizza out and showing it bubbling, I feel like that's always cycling. Like every year at some point in a year, pulling out a pizza is a viral thing to do. So if you do that every once in a while, you might hit it.
I catch it at the right time. Yes. Okay. That's very interesting. I never really looked at it that way. The pizza sandwich craze, I was just curious to see what it tasted like. So I made one. But then like after that, I stopped. And then I did see that it started popping off. And I was like, well, I don't really want to make it again because, I mean, it was good, but
it's too easy. That's the real reason that people who hit it are like, oh my God, I got like a million views. And all I had to do was fold an empty dough.
Piece of dough and put some Cordo olive oil in between so it doesn't stick.
It's delicious, but it's so easy. I mean, that's the real, the real secret.
That's funny. So one more question before the final one. Are pizza sandwich dedications allowed?
Absolutely. Anything that you consider a pizza, not what the world considers a pizza, not what I consider a pizza, what you consider a pizza, what, you know, dedicate it. If you consider it a pizza, it counts. So yes, pizza sandwiches awesome. Will count.
Okay. Final question for you, Christy. Thank you so much for your time. What's good dough?
What's good dough? I'm going to make it about Women's Pizza Month, and not only good dough, the best dough. The best dough is going to be that pizza that you make and dedicate to a woman who inspires you. And you're going to tag Women's Pizza Month. You're going to, if you get the kit or if you use Cordo olive oil, tag them, tag Stanislaw tomatoes if you use those. Yeah, let's celebrate. Let's have fun. And yeah, that's going to be good dough.
Let's do it. Thank you so, so much for being on the show, Christy. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. This was fun.
Well, there you have it. My conversation with Christy of @RealCleverFood. What a force. Christy, I'm so happy to see you back on promoting one of the most wonderful events that we have within the Instagram community. And I hope it does get bigger and better this year. To you, the listener, if you're listening to this in March, get on it. Make your pizza and dedicate it to a woman. And make sure to use the hashtag Women's Pizza Month and tag the hosts. I'll link to all of that information in the show notes. This is a Wednesday Women's Pizza Month special. I think I'm going to do another one in March. So subscribe or follow the show. That way you get notified when there's a new one. I appreciate you. I love you. Till next time. Peace.